From a warm spot in the cockles of my heart, in the darkest recesses of my mind, it's Jockulation with your host, LB Faust. Jockulation is an interactive social broadcast hosted by the cultural attaché to the SARS and ringmaster of the shit show himself, LB Faust. It features original satire, comedy, punk rock, and humorous bits every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Jockulation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Due to copyright restrictions, all segments which feature music from other artists and performers have been removed from this recording. On with the show.
Hey, it's Friday! Just letting everybody know, because, boy, it's going to be a really intimate show this evening, isn't it?
One of us. Google gobble, yeah. One of us. We accept that one of us. Google gobble, one of us. We accept that one of us.
See, I was about to ask the question, you know, I was looking at the calendar, and I happened to notice that, like, Christmas Eve falls on a Friday this freaking year, and I was just, dude, wow, look at that.
I mean, what the fuck?
And I was thinking to myself, you know, maybe I should do a holiday show because I've never really been good about doing holiday shows. Well, you know, anarchists, it's Saturday if you're on that side of the world, that pretend side of the world that doesn't really exist called Australia, but it's okay. We'll play pretend for a little while. You know what I'm saying there? So at any rate, like I was saying, so it's interesting that Christmas Eve should fall on a Friday, anarchist Friday. Like we were saying earlier, and I was thinking to myself, you know, maybe I'll actually do a holiday show, and I'm looking at the turnout today, like, the eve before, like, Hallows Eve and all that stuff, or the eve before Hallows Eve, or the day before Hallows Eve, whatever the hell it is, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm thinking to myself, hey, Carlos, do you think we should do a holiday show over there? I'm just wondering.
No.
Probably not. I think I'm going to have to take that off because, oh, my God, nobody will be here. But that's okay. You know, one of the funnier things is I'm sitting here listening to the music and shit's coming on, right? Yeah. Duck, duck, kangaroo. Exactly. As I'm waiting for the show to go ahead or the song to finish up or whatnot, one of the funnier things that I happen to see is I'm over in Yahoo. I don't know why. And of all things, the Motley Fool is talking about Splinterlands. And I'm just asking myself, dude,
I mean, what the fuck?
Where did this come from? But, you know, I got into this conversation with Ron, and apparently from what I understand, Alpha Sigma Capital might have made an investment inside of Splinterlands based upon the sources that I've got. And, you know, whatever. It turns out that Enzo happens to be like one of the CEOs. He's the CEO of that particular group. And apparently they went ahead and did an IPO on the NASDAQ just recently and all that sort of stuff. But it surprises me to go ahead and see that, of all things, Motley Fool is talking about, I've spent $10 so far on this blockchain game, and my assets in it are now $10,000. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, I have never seen so much pumping to go ahead and sit there and get everybody into blockchain so furiously. And it warms the cockles of my heart, and I feel like a complete human being once again, looking at my portfolio, being all happy and all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, dude, I'll tell you what, make my hive worth something. Go over there and buy some more NFT tokens. You know what I'm saying? But I digress. Let's get on with the show. So as I'm sitting there wandering around through the internet the other day, I stumble across something absolutely terrible over here. I actually got mugged by the fact that now apparently Metallica has a masterclass that teaches you how to be a band.
I mean, what the fuck?
I'm thinking to myself, dude, wait a minute. Generally, you have to be actually really good at this sort of a thing, right? You can't sit there and have your group break up because people are talking shit about people, like how they went ahead and mailed off Dave Mustaine into a cab and got him the fuck out of there so Kirk Hammett could come in. Or how about how they ran off Jason Newsted? You know, those types of things over there. So according to the article, based on the preview video, they seem to be very aware of the internal dynamics of Metallica that were on full display during their 2004 documentary, Some Kind of Monster.
Whoa!
Let me tell you something, man. Yeah, if you've not seen that documentary, it's basically them going ahead and saying, oh, I guess we did go ahead and treat Jason Newsted like shit. damn, do you think maybe we could get him back? No? Oh, shit. And then you have the psychotherapist who's sitting there trying to go ahead and effectively make a living off of Metallica, talking about all the stupid things that they've got to do, putting up dumb freaking signs on the wall, keep the beat going, on and on and on. It was very painful to watch. But apparently in this video, singer James Hetfield says they'll talk about how to get the best out of everyone by collaborating and not letting egos take over. I'm just wondering, were they successful in that in the past? I mean,
how about new?
But apparently in today's day and age, it doesn't matter. You need a social media page and you're a fucking expert. You know what I'm saying? That's all right. Bassist Robert Trujillo. Let's all say it together. Who? Exactly. Bassist Robert Trujillo speaks on the value of communicating, and drummers Lars Ulrich chimes in on letting the silly things go. And I'm just asking myself, bro.
I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, I'm noticing that Robert Trujillo is speaking on band communication in this How to Be a Band Masterclass. You know, it's complimentary with, like, every purchase of a Goop Labs product on QVC. You know what I'm talking about, right? The same Robert Trujillo they got with the, like, Happy Meal they bought at the McD's drive-thru to replace Jason Newsted on the bass after he was done with Metallica's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, little truth in advertising. I'm thinking for a masterclass series, Jason Newsted should have been there, brought, you know, he should have been brought in to give his thoughts. I mean, seriously, if it was really important to have Robert Trujillo there, Newsted could have just used like a bobblehead doll of Robert Trujillo to start speaking through like a ventriloquist. I mean, that shit would have been epic, right? Having a back and forth with Robert Trujillo's bobblehead doll. I mean, Lars Ulrich talking about letting the silly shit go? Bruh, that's like Scooby-Doo talking about how you shouldn't eat all the Scooby snacks in one sitting. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about there?
How about new?
But of course not. We'll just go ahead and go on. So I got mugged by that to start off with. And then shortly after, I'm thinking like, okay, I kind of made it great. You know, I'm wandering around the net trying to get shit for the show pulled together. And then the next thing I know, I come across this fantastic article that was talking about Mark Zuckerberg's great announcement of the fantasy world where Facebook is not a horrible company. You know which one I'm talking about. When they were sitting there going ahead and announcing the fact that they were going to go, that they've got Meta out and they're branding the for the metaverse or whatever. So in the metaverse, which now Mark Zuckerberg has basically said that Facebook is becoming, it's an embodied internet where we are basically inside the computer via a headset or reality-modifying technology of some sort. Rather than hanging out with people in real life, you could meet up with them in this Casper the Friendly Ghost-style hologram to do historically fun and stimulating activities such as attend concerts or play basketball. Facebook is working on augmented reality glasses that could make any or even of this possible. It doesn't show any actual glasses, but only simulated footage of augmented reality. Now, the best part about this whole thing, right? The best part about it, yeah, I'm kind of pissed off Mark is selling it well. Well, I'll tell you what, PZ, what you should do is you should read this fantastic article that I put up, because apparently during the preview of this whole thing, there were about 19,000 people that were watching Mark Zuckerberg cosplay as James Holiday, the fictional metaverse creator from Ready Player One series on Facebook's live platform. Now, here's the great part. During this entire thing, he's demoing the thing while Facebook's algorithm is feeding a bunch of advertisements and shit, right? Well, Facebook's algorithm was recommending that users also watch a Latina woman dominate and lick the stomach of a little person to 11,000 viewers, and it also recommended people watch a video game live stream pitched with a thumbnail of two CGI people fucking. So I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, sounds like that algorithm's working perfectly. You know what I'm saying there? Ric Flair approved.
Woo!
So, like, basically what you're saying here, Marky Zuck, is this is effectively Second Life, but with all the joys of those annoying pop-up ads that are scraped from Pornhub, right? Am I understanding this properly? I think so. And then, of course, like, imagine, since they're going to be doing that kind of shit with these stupid algos saying, hey, why don't you check this out? Hey, here's some midgets fucking. Hey, here's a Latina chick dominating somebody over there. Could you imagine what's going to fucking happen? Like, right now, Metallica's having a hard time selling their fucking masterclass. So imagine having, like, a Lars Ulrich whiny, stuttering voice narrating Pornhub-style pop-up ads. you know, stalking you everywhere in this fucking virtual world, begging you to buy the How to Be a Band Masterclass from QVC. I mean, dude, this is going to be exactly anarchist. Exactly. Except you've got to go ahead and pipe in, like, you know, Lars Ulrich's whiny voice about, well, yo, we would love to. I'll show you how to be a band. I mean, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? Something along those lines. The best was when Jim Brewer was talking about what a fucking terrible human being he is when a kid left his books one time in his knapsack or whatever over at the bar. And Jim Brewer's walking around because he's going to go ahead and actually, like, put the mail the books back over to this kid. And what a cock stain that Lars Ulrich is being because, well, you know, it's Lars Ulrich we're talking about, right? But then again, it seems lately, of course, like, you know, the cultural trash heap of humanity has been redefined. Right? For a minute there, like TikTok, it was like head and shoulders above everybody, creating more disposable celebrities per square capita. You know, cleaning out the gene pool with those wonderful natural selection inspired challenges. You know which ones I'm talking about, right? Like the moronic vacuum challenge. Have you not heard of this? Well, numerous videos have emerged showing participants of the vacuum challenge, also known as the trash bag challenge, climbing into a garbage bag and letting another suck the air out of it with a vacuum hose. Often it becomes so tight that the person topples over.
I mean, what the fuck?
You too can become a gimp just in time for the freaking, Halloween holiday over here. The challenge apparently can lead to cerebral hypoxia, which is a condition that leads to a decrease of oxygen supply to the brain, despite the presence of adequate blood flow, according to the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. So, you know, once upon a time, with the Gorilla Glue Challenge and this particular mess right here, and all the other lovely challenges that we were talking about, like hammering in a couple of units of, like, you know, fillers into your face and all that stuff, with a simple, like, you know, device that you could pick up at any, like, Amazon outlet anywhere, completely, like, untested and all that stuff. So no worries about that. Well, it appears as though somebody looks at this and says, challenge accepted, and decides to step up to the plate. And who could it possibly be? Well, kids, it's Netflix. That's right, kids, Netflix. Remember, Netflix has been, like, you know, lionized over the fact that they're sitting here with their wonderful purchase of Squid Game. They're both lionized and demonized all in the same token. Like, wow, this is some great and wonderful new videos and shit like that, new material that we've never seen before. This is just so awesome. Oh, my God, it's the most horrendous, twisted, dystopian thing that I've ever seen before in my life. Well, no problem. As you know, every so often, Netflix and Amazon, they wander through the bargain basement aisles over in the dollar store for content to go ahead and push onto their platforms to try and give you what they feel is value. So, going through there, what does Netflix decide to do? You know something? We've gone ahead and gone edgy. Now let's just go to downright trailer trash garbage. You know what I'm talking about? And what could be more trailer trash garbage than getting mugged with a fucking advertisement about Tiger King 2 coming out to Netflix instance near you? Apparently the Joe Exotic saga continues from a cage of his own. So the trailer and the description itself reads, with Joe Exotic behind bars and Carol Baskin closing in on ownership of his disreputable zoo, the Emmy-nominated saga continues in its... Wait a minute. This shit was nominated for an Emmy?
I mean, what the fuck?
You talk about the need to, like, get some freaking, like, an enema, a hydraulic enema to blow out all the people that are just... all the turds of crap that's sitting over inside the Emmy Awards. But whatever, I'll continue. The Emmy-nominated saga continues its twisted course with Tiger King 2 as newfound revelations emerge on the motivations, backstories, and secrets of America's most notorious big cat owners. Old enemies and frenemies, including Jeff Lowe, Tim Stark, Alan Glover, and James Gerritsen, they return for yet another season of Murder, Mayhem, and Madness. Thought you knew the whole story? Well, just you wait. Well, I'll tell you what. In the event that you want to go ahead and actually get an up-close and personal feel for what this fucking trash is really going to be like, Be sure to check out the trailer, because now Netflix has got an official trailer out for Tiger King 2. The Joe Exotic saga continues. And yes, yes,
what the fuck?
What you should probably do is make sure to pack your own meth and be ready for this one, because nothing says Tiger King and like freaking redneck romance quite like a little bit of meth to go with your freaking show. And of course, they didn't want to go ahead and stop there, because if you're trying to climb to the top of the trash heap of the cultural repository, no problem, man. No problem. You know what you do? You put out Tiger King while simultaneously going ahead and putting out yet another Goop Labs fucking thing. Because, I mean,
what the fuck?
The first one was such a fucking success with that pseudoscience nonsense. What in the fuck is going on with this? Well, apparently Gwyneth Paltrow now thinks that she is quite the sex expert. So it's all going to be about sex. What a fucking shock. I mean,
what the fuck?
I'm curious, man. Do we get like those exploding vag candles with every free, for free with every like view of like this Goop Labs nonsense? At any rate, less than 2 years after dropping a 6-episode Netflix show called The Goop Lab, which explored energy healing, psychedelics, cold therapy, psychic mediums, anti-aging, and orgasms, Paltrow and her Goop inner circle are returning to the screen with an even more intimate docuseries. The 6-episode show titled Sex, Love, and Goop premieres on Netflix and follows the real-life story of couples who explore different ways to enhance their sex life. Yeah, your Gwyneth hatred is so uncalled for. You know what? Listen, PZ, I agree with you. She does have salesmanship, but you want to know something? When, like, your products that you're peddling out there, you're getting sued for in court and effectively losing every step of the way. Hey, listen, if you're selling snake oil shit, all you got to do is, like, at the bottom of your thing, put a little asterisk and say for entertainment purposes only. And then that way, everybody knows, wink, wink, nod, nod, it's all for fun and I'm just trying to make a buck. But when you're sitting here talking to me about, hey, these jade vaginal eggs that you shove up in your cooch, yeah, they're going to align your chakras and they're going to go ahead and take care of you and all that sort of shit. Come on now. Come on now. But along with Paltrow, health experts, I'm sure it's functional medical practitioners, if we remember our terminology correct, guide the 5 couples through unique techniques that help make the most of their sexual relationships. Sex, Love, and Goop explores what it means to be a truly intimate in a relationship, to express your deepest fears and desires, and accept those of your partner. Well, you know something, PZ, you got a point, right? I'm thinking to myself, why should I go ahead and hate them? But what I think that I'm really hating is I'm hating Netflix for going ahead and buying a bunch of, add-ons to, like, bolt-ons to series that suck to begin with. Let's go ahead and do something different for once, right? I'm thinking, why don't we take the best of all the worst and turn them into something, right? So Squid Game was the best, and then if we just go ahead and take, like, Squid Game and merge it into something like a Goop Lab Squid Game series with a little bit of TikTok, because you got to put those challenges inside there to actually make it happen. I mean, shit, dude, it could fucking become a hit, right? I mean, let's be clear here. If we're going to go ahead and do the TikTok challenges meet Squid Game, like, Goop series over here, you can't go for the obvious stuff. Like, for instance, the easy first challenge could be to, like, co-star in the next Alec Baldwin movie. You know what I'm saying? But, something along those lines, it's just, like, too easy. It's like,
how dare you?
It's like one of those things where it's like, that's okay, right? Or maybe, of course, there's another easy way to go ahead and make it happen. You just go for, like, the obvious shock with, like, zero artistic value story. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, when Steve-O from Jackass had his wife fill his butt with his XXX hot sauce? You remember that moment, right? Well, if you don't, here's the clip so you can go check it out, when you can go ahead and see all the hot sauce getting shoved up Steve-O's butt, and him, like, writhing in pain, and as he's running and trying to squirt it out of his butt, it gets on his ball sack, and then, of course, scorches his ball sack. So, I mean, those are the easy things that you could go for, right? I'm thinking, what if we did something like, I'm kind of convinced that, like, all you need is sort of like a dystopian abandoned island in the middle of nowhere with contestants who, like, do battle with some Goop Lab products. You know what I'm saying? It's a great corporate placement. And it could be just like Battle Royale, because let's be real, kids. The Hunger Games is nothing more than like a knockoff of a true epic series like Battle Royale, which came out first, right? And these, the best part in Battle Royale is when these kids are on the island and you've got to open up a backpack or a box and you're like, oh, shit, look, I've got a gun. Look, I've got poison. I've got GPS trackers. And then you got that one kid who pulls out, like, the pot lid and goes hauling ass into the woods, fearing for his life. Well, I'm thinking, like, this would be great to go ahead and do for, like, product placement for the stupid shit you're going to peddle over on the freaking Goop Labs series number two. Right? Things like their Wolverine claws. And I'm looking at
I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. So there's a whole thing in that stupid clip where somebody's sitting there taking Wolverine claws and how that's not trademark infringement. I have no idea, but I'm sure, Gwenny, it's coming. I'm sure Marvel's going to really appreciate it when they see your Wolverine claws going ahead and jerking somebody off to a stunning orgasm while slicing up their genitalia. But I digress. So you could get Wolverine claws. You could go ahead and get libido enhancer with a bunch of chemicals and supplements that are totally unregulated and nobody's never been tested inside a lab except for, you know, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew's lab over in freaking the Goop Labs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, immediately regrets watching. Uh-huh. But hey, let me tell you something, okay? PZ, are my sources not irrefutable? I mean, come on, man. I warned you about that. But, you know, the truth is, that alone, right, that thing, that's not, like, truly freaking Netflix-worthy. You know what I'm saying? So I started to go ahead and think about things, and I'm like, how exactly, what would be a fantastic, like, you know, challenge that we could do, this TikTok Goop Labs challenge type thing that we could go ahead with that meets Squid Game? And I'm thinking the baboon ass challenge, right? I mean,
what the fuck?
I mean, if you stop and think about it, right, everybody's trying to get pouty lips and shit over on TikTok. We could go ahead and basically when you're looking over at, like, you know, Goop Labs, they're doing whatever they're doing with their fucking products over there. And, yeah, that one dude that shoved erection cream on his face to plump up his lips, right? So I'm thinking to myself, wouldn't it be great if we had, like, a baboon ass challenge? So work with me here, right? The purpose of the challenge is to go ahead and get the best-looking baboon ass that you possibly can. So it's really irrefutable and confirmed. Yes, hot sauce, butt cream. So, think about it this way, right? Erection cream alone on your sphincter is not going to get you that glorious baboon ass that you're looking for to try and win this game. Nor is it sufficiently dangerous enough to really fall under the rules of, like, you know, Squid Game. So I'm thinking that what we need to do is we need to go ahead and just add to it. We need something that's really going to go ahead and get that Kylie Jenner-like look, not on your lips, but on your ass. So why not go for the cinnamon oil challenge, right? So I'm thinking if we go ahead and take some erection cream, put it inside that, like, you know, put it in a sphincter with some cinnamon oil, I mean, it's great. So these TikTok users are back at it again with a brand new beauty hack, kids. And this time, it's all about plumping up the lips, except we're looking at fatter sphincters for that baboon-ass challenge. Same difference. With the fuller lip look, it's been trending for a while, and plumpers like Too Faced Lip Injection Extreme have already gone viral in the app, and it appears TikTok has recently found a more natural and affordable home hack to attain the look. That's right, kids. Cinnamon oil. Nothing says, like, you know, plumper, fuller lips, and shitting fire quite like cinnamon oil. You know what I'm saying there?
How dare you?
But I digress, man. The reaction in general is an irritation to the skin, but shouldn't have any damaging effect unless you're, like, allergic to cinnamon. Then it can cause contact dermatitis, you know, for that fuller, plumper look, even though you're in severe pain. For someone that has a history of allergies or naturally leans towards more sensitive skin, it's probably not a beauty hack to jump on. I say, dude, if you are a winner and you're searching for some way to go ahead and win, I'll tell you what, the baboon butthole challenge, that's the way you need to go. Cinnamon oil, erection cream, it says win to me. But the problem that we have is that the challenge just isn't dangerous enough, right? It doesn't have that Squid Game essence to it. So we got to go ahead and look deeper into the TikTok world and find stuff that is more naturally selection-oriented. You know what I'm talking about? So we can get the right taste and feel of the whole thing. So why not go ahead and not only have them do that, but do that while they're engaging in the shock collar challenge. That's right, kids.
I mean, what the fuck?
In the shock collar challenge, people wear the collar and they set it off with a remote or by barking. They get surprised as the electric shock hits them, and in some cases, participants are holding the shock device in their hands as it delivers the charge. I mean, dude, let's go ahead and just imagine, right? You sit there, put the shock collar on, you start getting all that stuff worked up in there, the erection cream, the cinnamon oil. Next thing you know, you're hooting and hollering, and boom, you got to do it while you're getting the shit shocked out of you. That to me is a goop challenge worthy of, like, Squid Game. You know what I'm saying there, kids? Of course you do. So one TikTok user, in fact, recorded their mother wearing the collar and barking in an attempt to set it off because who doesn't do that? Oh, look, it's a shock collar for the dog. I wonder if it works. Do you think maybe I should wear it and start barking? I'm just asking.
How about new?
And you just turn around and start barking. Next thing you know, the caption explains that the mom is testing out the shock collar before putting it on their dogs. The mom laughs and as her bark fails to set off the collar, and then suddenly it delivers a shock. What a surprise. What a surprise. When it does, the video goes into slow motion as she jumps and rushes to take the collar off. And yes, kids, on that link, you can go right in there and you can check out the shock collar challenge because, you know, that would be great. But I'll say this much, right? The baboon ass challenge, we've already got it down, right? We're looking for that puffy red sphincter as big as a fucking baboon. We're already talking about mixing the erection cream beauty hack along with the cinnamon oil beauty hack for the sphincter while wearing the shock collar. I mean, there's got to be something more for this Squid Game-inspired challenge through Goop Labs, right? So I'm thinking to myself, you know what's missing? You can't have a baboon-ass challenge without actually looking like a baboon, right? So we're going to have to put some makeup in there somewhere. Exactly, PZ. It's the most awesome natural selection-inspired challenge I've yet seen on TikTok. And you know what? It has the Ric Flair, the nearly dead Ric Flair, woo of endorphins.
Woo!
Absolutely. So you got to go ahead and start making your face up. And I mean, what the, you know, if you're sitting there just putting on like makeup and stuff, I would imagine that as the cinnamon oil takes effect and your asshole is hurting and you're getting shocked, you'll be sweating a lot. So you need to have some good foundation on there. And you know what? TikTok will go ahead and help us out with that by giving us a nice beauty hack to make sure that stuff works out. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and go with the lube makeup primer hack. That's right, kids. Just when you thought TikTok's beauty hacks couldn't get you any more unusual, makeup enthusiasts started mixing their foundation with lube. That's right. Claiming it makes a better primer than actual primer. In fact, the hashtag lube primer has amassed an enormous 516.3 million views so far.
I mean, what the fuck?
With makeup artists and beauty novices alike jumping on the hype. So just stop and imagine for a second, kids. Cast your mind onto this fantastic challenge. There's our people wearing their shock collars while applying erection cream and cinnamon oil to their butthole. Elbow grease lube with makeup to the face says it has the same effect as, like, dropping peyote together while doing unboxing videos of the latest Goop Lab products from the chief functional medical practitioner himself, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew. I mean, think about it, right? You have hair teased to the moon like Don King, makeup caked on like Twisted Sister, and we could do this entire challenge to, like, the soundtrack of, like, Meatloaf's greatest hits. You know what I'm saying? It would be fucking beautiful as they're sitting there going ahead, the contestants, caking on that stuff, getting all that shit all across their face, trying to go ahead and create that thing that we're looking for. You know what I'm talking about, right? That moment as I'm digging through my... Here we go. And in the background as they're zapping their face, streaking makeup all over. Oh, Meatloaf comes in. I'm saying, listen, if Tiger King 2 is fucking Emmy Award winning, that, kids, would be fucking Emmy Award winning times 10. And of course, if you're doing Squid Game type challenges, you can't have just one, right? So, of course, day 2, they come back, or day 3, whatever it is. And of course, we got to go ahead and take a twist of the TikTok fake freckle challenge, right? I mean, you guys remember what that was all about back in the day when we talked about it. People that were working with microderming and stuff like that, microdermabrasion. So, like, more recently, a viral hack promising fake freckles surfaced on TikTok involving a sewing needle and ink. The idea is to use the needle to dot the ink around the nose and cheek area in order to create the freckled look. And, of course, Tilly Whitfield failed to specify the exact type of ink that should have been used, if you recall Tilly Whitfield. If not, you can click the link in the article there. So following this, she took to eBay and she purchased brown tattoo ink to achieve a faux freckle look. Unfortunately, the ink turned out to be a counterfeit product, which, you know, led to a dangerous reaction due to the high levels of lead. So she ended up in the hospital with some serious scarring, and her eyes swelled so much that her vision was temporarily, at a loss, right? Well, I did some thinking about it. I said, you know, this would be a great, like, Goop Labs, like, Season 2, Goop Labs Squid Game crossover series kind of thing like that. But the problem that we have is that it's pretty blasé to go ahead and take some, like, lead-contaminated shit and go ahead and start, like, hammering it into your face to create fake freckles, right? So why should we go ahead and take some lead-based stuff when we could just go ahead and, join some of our friends over in New York to borrow Charles Manson's ashes to go ahead and tattoo shit into your face? You know what I'm saying there?
I mean, what the fuck?
So a couple from New York have paid over 1,100 British pounds sterling to get portraits of cult leader Charles Manson tattooed on their legs with some of Manson's ashes mixed into the ink. And I'm just...
I mean, what the fuck?
They got matching tattoos, both based on my blood portraits of the old man, with something very special mixed in for good measure, and the ultimate memento memori and tribute to Charlie. The pair of Charles Manson fanatics opted to get a portrait of the leader on their legs, with Booze already having an X on his forehead to match Manson's own tattoo he carved into his head the very day during the fucking trial.
I mean, what the fuck?
Since then, Gilkin has used the ashes in various pieces of his own art, from masks to tattoos for Booze, as well as tattoos for Manson's former pen pal, Jason Michael Jones. Dude, I don't know if I can actually...
I mean, what the fuck?
...hit this enough.
I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, how the fuck did you...
I mean, what the fuck?
...even get some of Charles...
I mean, what the fuck?
...Charles Manson's fucking ashes, man. I'm just wondering, but nevertheless, I could see this in a wonderful Goop Labs episode premiering in October of this season, right? We could go ahead during fall sweeps. The first thing we do is invite them on. They could go ahead and have a whole segment on this Squid Game type fake freckle challenge, going ahead and tattooing their face with Chucky Manson's ashes. And then they could just like smooth it over with some Goop products brought to you by Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean, that to me would be a fucking win, right? But yeah, right? Tell me about it, Krim. I've got all my own. Except I'm a dude, so whatever, man. Skin cancer and melanoma, we're used to it. We're expecting it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got to have a final challenge that means something. And, of course, this final challenge absolutely must be Thailand-inspired. And you're probably asking yourself, well, why Thailand, LP? Well, and you may not be. I mean, are we asking ourselves that, Carlos? I'm just wondering.
No.
Well, you know, I'll tell you anyways. I mean, when you stop and think about it, shit like the jade egg that we talked about earlier, I mean, that seems kind of Thailandish. You know what I'm talking about? So what we could do is we could make it where you've got that final door to get out of, and you'll have a women's version and a men's version. And, of course, with the women's version, what do you got? You got probably like a jade egg cornhole game where you're taking those jade eggs that, you know, she paid a settlement on, allegedly, and, you know, you're trying to fire them like a ping pong ball across the room into the freaking cornhole over there because it's a win, right? Well, that's pretty straightforward. And then we got to go ahead and check out and ask ourselves, well, what are we going to do for freaking men over here? Well, you know, we could just go ahead and create a brand new challenge that is Thailand inspired. And it could be from this dude who decided to jam his penis into like locks because he likes putting it through small holes. So apparently a Thai man has suffered permanent disfigured penis after he got it stuck in a padlock for like 2 weeks. And you got to ask yourself,
I mean, what the fuck?
So the Bachelor 38 clamped the metal device around the base of his genitals in a bizarre sex act. But then, of course, he lost the key and his penis started to swell. He tried to and failed to remove the padlock, so he left it on his penis for like more than 14 days. And, dude.
How dare you?
It became infected, and the pain was so unbearable, he was rushed to a hospital in Thailand. They eventually removed it from him, but his mother said his son is a private person and he doesn't have a girlfriend. He's been staying at home a lot during the pandemic because he's worried about going out. And he told me he did this, but he was bored because he just likes putting his thing through small holes. So, you know, we could just go ahead and... Yeah, these retards are always losing the key. Exactly. Do you know what I'm thinking that we need to do? We need to go ahead and give these people something that'll go ahead and make sure, you know, Goop-inspired product, to just make sure that, you know, they'll only get the tip in. Because that's what we're all looking for, right? Well, don't worry. Gwyneth Paltrow has created the O-Nut. That's right, kids. The O-Nut is a Goop product that, you know, effectively what it does is it prevents you from going ahead and thrusting too deep, guys. The O-Nut is made for when penetrative sex feels just too deep. It's designed to customize depth. You simply stack the four modular rings like donuts around your dick and fit them around the base of the penis of the penetrating partner, right? It doesn't sacrifice pleasant sensations for either partner. You just go ahead and effectively get to go and fuck your girl with a micro dick. I mean, actually, that's a Ric Flair thing.
Whoa!
Why go ahead and give her the full dick, guys, when you could just go ahead and give her the tip? You know, you get a micro dick, and there you go. Hey, this is what it'd feel like if it was a micro dick fucking you. So, kids, I think what we need to do is we need to go ahead and actually take some of these Goop Lab products and have, like, a crossover series on Netflix with, like, Squid Game-inspired challenges and TikTok. And you know what? Let's go ahead and just absolutely destroy what's left of any sort of, like, I don't know, quality TV. Not like there ever was quality TV to start off with, right? All right, kids, I got to take a break. I'm parched, and I can't believe I've already gone through, like, most of the first segment of the show. I got to run. I'm going to go ahead and take a break. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. Damn, it sounds like Jerry had a great scam going. I mean, holy crap. Holy crap. What am I doing, man? I should be more enterprising. I work too hard for my money. I'm just saying. Hey, kids, it's Friday night. It's, you know, almost Hallow's Eve over here. You're listening to Joculation. Our circle of intimacy has grown just a little bit over
one
there.
Us, okay. That's one of us. Google gobble, yeah. One of us. We accept that one of us. Google gobble, one of us. We accept that one of us.
So in the first segment, if you missed it, we went ahead and started talking about all the trash heap of cultural stuff over there. And by the way, Krim, in case you missed it, Metallica now has a master class on how to be a band, and no, I'm not lying to you. I mean, dude, come on. Get the fuck
how
out of here.
How dare you?
Especially when you got communications director Robert Trujillo over here speaking on behalf of Jason Newsted about how bands need to communicate, and Lars Ulrich saying, you gotta let the silly stuff go. You know, shit like that. So go over there and waste your $180 to go get a look at that pile of shit. But speaking about everything else over here, we talked about the fucking metaverse that, Mark Zuckerfuck went ahead and decided to create over here, trying to pimp Second Life with, like, Pornhub ads in it and shit like that. He went ahead and tried to steal Roland Steamfest branding. I love it. At any rate, we went ahead and talked about that ridiculous shit. We talked about Goop Lab stuff mixed with some TikTok challenges because Netflix has decided to take over and start taking away the throne, if you will, of cultural repository trash heap sort of thing from TikTok. So I'm thinking, why don't we go ahead and have like a crossover, right? Kind of like the Marvel DC crossovers of eons past before like the mouse went ahead and bought everything up. You know what I'm talking about over there? Of course you do.
How dare you?
So now in this segment here, we're talking about some issues here. So we discussed this guy in this past segment who got his dick caught inside of a padlock over there, left it there for 14 days, and basically disfigured his penis. Well, apparently what winds up happening is it would seem that a lot of different people, it seems like problems with a penis, not necessarily just getting caught inside of things, but this total disregard for fucking penises and how you've got to treat them has caused some serious consternation. Like, for instance, this dude over here who chopped his penis off and had it sewn back on 23 hours. But thankfully, our friend here still has erections, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the important thing. So a man who had a history of paranoid schizophrenia chopped his own penis off during an act of deliberate self-harm, but it had reattached within 24 hours. Now, the 34-year-old from Birmingham was discovered unconscious at his home after psychotic injury. So he went ahead, grabbed a kitchen knife, and he decided to amputate his dick. So it's pretty gruesome and all that stuff, but he was resuscitated and taken into the hospital to get his penis reattached over there. So they got the blood flowing, and apparently what happens is he still has some erections, so there is a happy ending. But kids, what if there's some other issues? You know, every so often you get somebody that'll go ahead and have a terrible issue. And, you know, you might get some Frankenstein-like effects, you know, that might occur from the surgery and all that sort of stuff. Maybe it's not working quite right. Maybe they don't get everything quite attached well. Or maybe weird shit starts to happen. For instance, like this dude who spent 2 years pooing out of his penis and ejaculating semen from his bum. That's right, kids.
I mean, what the fuck?
Nothing says, I think I fucked up the plumbing inside, quite like when you're ejaculating semen from your ass and causing lots of questions to be asked. You know what I'm saying there?
How dare you?
I mean, that's pretty bad. So a 33-year-old sought medical help after his testicles swelled up, which I guess was the warning sign that something might have been amiss. And the doctors diagnosed him with several rare conditions and had to carry out surgery, discovering he's earlier been fitted with a catheter. So apparently, the 33-year-old suffered from bizarre medical issues and his testicles swelled up, right? He was passing gas in his urine, a condition called pneumaturia, I think it is. He also urinated fecal matter called fecal urea and passed a substantial amount of urine and semen from his rectum. Dude.
I mean, what the fuck?
So he was found to have a swollen testicle and a urinary tract infection. You think? I'm just thinking. While a digital rectal exam showed signs of the problem on his rectal wall, nothing says, can you go ahead and fix this, quite like getting a jelly finger shoved up your butt. And he goes, hey, dude, you got some semen coming out of here. Is there something you need to tell me? At any rate, he got it sorted with surgery. But you know something? Oh, 2 years earlier, he'd been involved in a 3-week coma following a cocaine and PCP intoxication. So he might have had some issues because they went ahead and fitted him with a catheter. And apparently at that time, they punctured one of the two walls that connected things. And all of a sudden, the plumbing got all fucked up. Well, kids, you might be sitting there saying to yourself, you know what I'm worried about? LP, what happens if, for instance, one of these things gets so bad that they freaking go ahead and, he spent 2 years doing that. You know, so the article says, Julia, I'm sure it was much longer than that. You're probably asking yourself, well, is there a way to go ahead and preserve my penis in the event that something horrific happens? Of course there is, man. We learned last week about the guy who decided to go ahead and help male fertility by sewing monkey testicles onto people so that they could go ahead and actually become more fertile and more long. They don't literally go and do anything except go to the doctor. But what winds up happening is, in order to save a man's penis, sometimes they have to resort to drastic measures. You know, like sewing a dick on his arm, grafting a dick to his arm, and going ahead and growing it out. You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, what the fuck?
Apparently a man from the UK lost his penis to a severe blood infection, probably because he was getting a catheter jammed up his dick and all of a sudden the wall punctured. You know what I'm saying? And has become the world's first to have a new one built on his arm.
I mean, what the fuck?
Because when I think, hey, listen, my penis is going to go ahead and get destroyed, can we save it? The first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, every time I flex my bicep, I'd like to go ahead and see, like, a raging hard-on just pop up out of my bicep. You know what I'm saying there?
I mean, what the fuck?
If that doesn't go ahead and say manliness and fucking virility, I don't know what does. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what the fuck?
So, a mechanic by profession, he suffered a long-term perineum infection. Oh, man, so his taint was absolutely fucked up, right? The no-no area. He should have done like what Swoop does and just go ahead and sun his taint. I'm sure it would have fixed everything right away. You know what I'm saying there? But I digress.
How about new?
So, he went ahead, it turned out that it would turn into sepsis, and it turned his fingers and toes and genitals black because...
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, the infection became so severe after a point that he'd lost his manhood. And for a while, he found it very difficult to cope with the tragedy until he turned into a recluse and began drinking heavily. Then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he had no self-confidence, and he found a phallus expert who once created a bionic penis for a person who was born without one. Bro, a bionic penis? Dude. Professor David Ralph of London's University College told him he's the so-called penis master. Dude, dude, let me tell you.
How dare you?
I'm not sure I'd want somebody to go ahead and give me the title of being the penis master, but whatever, man. Bionic dick, here I come, right? So, it apparently cost about 50,000 British sterling from the NHS, and due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the surgery dates were uncertain for a while. Once the first few procedures were over, he said it felt like it was all of his Christmases all at once. What can we say, kids? So, good old Malcolm over here, he might not have his penis back over in his crotch, but you know what? If he flexes his bicep really hard, he could go ahead and he could show you some virility. You know what I'm talking about? So the moral of the story is, if you find yourself in a position where maybe you got your dick caught up in a lock because you're, I don't know, bored and like to stick your penis in small things, like our friend over in Thailand over there, or perhaps you have a really bad day and need to chop your dick off, and you know, you feel compelled to do that. Maybe it doesn't quite get on there the right way, although it still gets erect. Or, you know, maybe what winds up happening is somebody jams a catheter down your dick and it winds up going ahead and exploding your or puncturing a hole over inside of your urethra. No worries, man. That penis will be saved because nowadays, due to the miracle of modern medicine, kids, what we can do is we can take that penis and sew it onto your bicep and you can go ahead and be good as new while you too can go ahead and flex, show the virility of what a man should be. And, you know, stun the ladies everywhere. You know what I'm saying there, kids? All right.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
All right, kids, I got to take a break here because, wow, half the show's gone and I'm parched. So we're going to take a break. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché of the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. Looks like we're going to have to change things up just a little bit here because, holy crap, I didn't realize that I was going so long between breaks over here. And I'm already, like, right running behind, but we'll catch up, guys, I promise. Hey, kids, it's Friday night. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show and all that. You're listening to Joculation, unless you're like Alpha Mono, in which case, that dude's a bot. We need to go ahead and eject his ass from the room or her ass or whatever, you know. In this day and age of weird pronoun shit, you know, am I going to go ahead and actually get it right? I don't know.
How about new?
But, you know, we got to get rid of all the bots, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey.
Fuck you fucking fuckers!
It is what it is, kids. So I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and swap things around here for a minute before I get into my pitch and my spiel over here. One of the things that I had pointed out earlier in the show that you've got to go ahead and check out is apparently now, of all things, the Motley Fool is got an article here about Splinterlands. Go figure. So it's a guy over from Motley Fool who's apparently spent $10 on the blockchain game, and now all of his assets have hit $17,000. So when you're talking about mainstream investment news, Motley Fool is a huge thing, and the fact that NFTs and, more importantly, Splinterlands is over there, hey, man, we like that because we need to go ahead and have our bags pumped. You know what I'm saying? Am I even prepared for this particular segment? Probably not.
How about new?
There we go. So what we'll do is, Anarchist is now pretending to be a bot over there. Hey, let me tell you something, PZ. When I'm sitting here taking a look at what my back catalog is getting as far as action goes, I'm kind of like, well, okay, apparently there are some people over in India that have a sense of humor. Because generally speaking, what I've run into is when I run advertisements, somebody gets offended because there's a penis reference inside of one of those things. And God forbid they should go ahead and actually, I don't know, just kind of take it in stride. They immediately get offended and they go ahead and report me over to Facebook, who pulls all my ads over on Facebook and Instagram. So do we advertise over on Facebook and Instagram anymore?
How about new?
Do we advertise in India anymore? I mean,
how about new?
So there you go, man. That's the moral of the story. If you want to keep up with all things LP, check out my, my Twitter. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks. I'm not prepared for this, and I'm sure it shows. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break over here. I'm LP Faust, I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation, this very unprepared show. Wow, kids. So look at that. Just like that, we're almost finished here. Sounds like it'll be fun. Everybody can take off to the tournament this evening, even though they're probably over there. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
So much luck and much as much skill to all the rest of you that are battling away in that Splinterlands tournament this evening. And it is what it is, man. Hey, kids, I'm LP Faust. I'm your host. Cultural attaché, all that sort of stuff. Who cares, right? So I'm surprised because, like, Uri Geller is back in the news. And Uri Geller surprises me because back over in the day, I guess it was back in, like, the 70s, 80s, Amazing Randy went ahead and completely exposed him for the fraud that he is. And now, allegedly, according to the Daily Star, the CIA believes that he is no faker and really does have special psychic powers, which do we believe that for a second? I'm just
saying. How about new?
Do you ever want to go ahead and see what wound up happening? Just go ahead and check out the Johnny Carson show with Uri Geller on it when they went in and brought the Amazing Randy on there and decided to go ahead and show what a fraud this dude is by putting rubber cement at the bottom of some of the things that he was trying to detect if they had something inside of them. Yeah. Uri Geller is such a fucking fraud. It's awesome. Well, kids, let's talk about Halloween safety here for the evening and all that sort of stuff. So one of the things that you've got to go ahead and remember is when you're going to go ahead and put on your costume out there, you've got to go ahead and remember you might want to dress up like a hero, but that doesn't always mean that you're a hero. And if you try to go ahead and be Superman, you might wind up getting smashed by a bus, kind of like our friend over here did that dressed up like a... The Brazilian comic Luiz Ribeiro D'Andre, he dressed as a Superman outfit and he pretended to stop a moving bus, but was instead struck by it on the afternoon of May the 30th. Bendable spoons made of gallium. Indeed. Hey, listen, I'll tell you something, PZ. Gallium is a really cool element. One of the things that's awesome about it is it melts in the palm of your hand. But it doesn't boil until like 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, I think it is. Really, really cool stuff. Got to play with it in a laboratory one time as I was studying for my engineering degree. So, Luis decided to dress. He goes by the moniker of Superman. And he was struck by a Brazilian municipality of Barra de Coqueiros over the weekend when he attempted to film himself pretending to stop it. The 35-year-old presenter styled out of the mishap as he calmly walked saying, "Now I see that I'm really the Man of Steel." Footage shows the Man of Steel confidently standing, dressed head to toe in classic red and blue Superman outfit as he filmed himself trying to prove his super strength by mimicking halting the bus with his hand. The Man of Steel stood confidently in the middle of the road holding a microphone as a bus comes speeding straight towards him. But instead, it collided with him. It took blame for the accident, saying there was no problem with the bus, and thanked the hand of God for saving him. Hey, listen, man, we could use one less Superman costume-wielding idiot out there, but that's not to say there's no such thing as people that actually have superpowers, and superpowers that are important, right? Like our good friend here who's got a rare superpower that allows him to regurgitate anything at will. He's only one of 8 people in the world that can do this. Dude, talk about useless superpowers. I remember when I was a kid, I used to read, like, you know, the New Mutants. And I'm sitting there saying, okay, I could get behind Cannonball, Sunspot, all these guys. And I'm like, why in the fuck do you have Cypher? You want to talk about a dude with the most useless superpower outside of this guy? It's Cypher. Hey, I'm part of the X-Men and I can translate any language. And it's like, dude, let me tell you something, okay? Just
fuck you fucking fuckers!
Get the fuck out of here. We don't need you. I mean, how are you even going to be valuable when we've got people with powers to burn the fucking building down, to murder all of us? Dude, get out of here. So Kieran the Mighty, who's a 37-year-old performer and artist from West Country, discovered his ability as a child, kind of like a mutant, but has since been examined by doctors in an X-ray machine, and they couldn't explain his remarkable talent. Now, he exhibits his considerable powers on TikTok, of course, because it's the trash heap where you put everything. And, it's not simply vomiting. It's something different to that. And there are seriously a few people who can perform it. It's rare. I'm one of 8 known in the world from what I know. From my research, I've collected pretty much anyone I could find has the ability, but there are different ways of knowing if someone is a magician or not. if they don't spout water, they generally aren't a regurgitator. There's other things going on. What I'm looking for is people who are doing a particular thing. If we want to talk about fucking, like, useless stuff, and of course, you know, granted, it's a superpower, right? 90% have no idea what this is. Yeah, probably so. Probably so. And of course, you know, there's those that sit there and effectively say, listen, I might not have a superpower, but I'm just like a couple cosmic rays short of going ahead and getting a superpower, or I don't know, maybe like injecting mercury into my fucking body.
I mean, what the fuck?
To go ahead and actually become a Marvel superhero. Well, let me just go ahead and say this, right? A boy deliberately injected himself with mercury to become a Marvel superhero. And he wanted to become like, you know, Spider-Man, and, you know, probably didn't work out well for him. But the report states that the unnamed child was thankfully not poisoned by attempting to give himself superpowers. Medics say he used a substance from a thermometer, injecting it into his arm 3 times. The boy said he was inspired by the Marvel character Mercury from the X-Men comics and the X-Men Wolverine. Dude, we reported a case of a 15-year-old child inspired by a movie who deliberately self-injected mercury subcutaneously into his forearm, and it led to the formation of a non-healing ulcer. I mean, dude. What the fuck are you doing? Oh, my God. Why don't you just shove it into your eyeballs next time, all right? That's what I'm saying. I mean, just...
Whoa!
So, for the record, kids, if you're thinking about injecting mercury into your arm to become a superhero, you're doing it wrong, because what you should be doing is you should go ahead and actually just shove it into your eyeballs.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
That way it'll go ahead and just get absorbed into your body quicker, poor dumb bastard. Well, you know, natural selection is a thing, PZ. What can I say? I get that he's 15, he's a dumb kid, so on and so forth, but hey, natural selection's a thing, man. What can I say? Magical non-healing ulcer. Exactly. All right, kids, I'm going to take a break here. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, Cultural Attitude of the Stars, Remaster of the Shit Show this evening. If you're not going over to the Splinterlands tournament, you should probably be there, because I guess that's where everybody else is. APZ, I got to just say, you know, if you like licking butthole, the taste of anise is something that you'll enjoy tremendously. You know, so I'm not into butthole all that much, so obviously I'm not really caring about the freaking anise. All right, kids, so we had an interesting show tonight. We started out with a whole bunch. Yeah, you better not miss. Says Ron after he was disturbed from his Splinterlands game. Hey, Ron, man, go back to your Splinterlands game and go back to bed. You missed the show, brother. So what we did tonight was we went ahead and talked a little bit about a bunch of different things over here. Let me see if I can pull up the notes, and we'll go through them as quick as we possibly can. So we started out the show by talking about Metallica and their sad-ass freaking masterclass that's coming out here. Unfortunately, Jason Newsted's not part of it. But don't worry, Robert Trujillo, who's pretending to be the bassist for Metallica, is over there going ahead and talking about communication inside the band, because if anybody else is to do it, I mean, it'd just be fucking hypocrisy, right? And then we talked about Mark Zuckerberg and his shitty-ass Facebook metaverse, which is now going to be rebranded into Meta, and some of the famous, fantastically wonderful things like how their algo was recommending users to watch Latina women dominate and lick the stomach of a little person, because that's not racist as fuck. And it also recommended people watch a video game live stream pinched with a thumbnail of 2 CGI people fucking, because, I mean, dude, that is the greatest thing. Did I cancel? No. What I said, PZ, is I said, I'm going to have to see how it goes. I got to figure out what's going to wind up happening with those kids. So, you know, got to take care of them first and foremost, and that's life. We talked about how the cultural trash heap's being redefined. TikTok, once upon a time, was the cultural trash heap. Now it seems like Netflix is coming in, especially when they're going ahead and adding in Tiger King 2, and they're bringing back Gwyneth Paltrow's Netflix show for about Goop Labs and all that sort of shit. Then we went ahead and talked about Squid Game versions of this whole thing, and just like that, kids, my time is done, because I've got poor time management skills, you know what I'm saying, kids?
Fuck you fucking fuckers!
So again, everybody that came out this evening, I appreciate it. Those of you that are listening to the podcast, particularly those of you in India who are starting to pick up the podcast quite a bit lately, hey, thanks for everything. I appreciate it. Makes me feel relevant. Makes me feel cool. As William Shakespeare once said, all the world's a stage, strut and fret across the stage of life. Always be sure to ask yourself, why watch the show when you can be the show? Kids, thanks again for coming out this evening. Appreciate everything. Catch you next time. Take care. Good night.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Joculation. We hope you enjoyed the episode and encourage you to join us for the live interactive social broadcast every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Joculation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoy Joculation, I have another podcast you might like, Everyday Crazy. Search for them and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this right now. If you're listening over a smartphone, tap or swipe over the cover art of the podcast. You'll find show notes which may include details you may have missed and links to my Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon pages. If you'd like to hear more of Joculation and other shows from LP, in addition to extra content, early access, merchandise, and other perks, you can subscribe to my Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/LPFaust. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram. Please be sure to follow me on Twitter @FaustLP and Instagram @LPFaust. And thank you. Joculation is created, produced, hosted, and edited by me, LP Faust. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.